Hello and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and I'll be your host for the next hour as we listen to some 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Not long ago, I was perusing the shelves of my record room, and I hit upon a small stash of British dance bands recorded in the late 1920s and early 1930s, and I got to thinking that it might be fun if I pulled them out as a group and built a whole Shellac Stack program around them. So that's what we're going to do today. Listen to a hodgepodge of British dance bands. We'll start with Bert Ambrose and his orchestra, or as he was more commonly known, simply Ambrose and his orchestra. This was recorded in London. Everything on today's program was recorded in London. March 6th, 1936. Jack Cooper is the vocalist, though he's uncredited on the label. The song has a snappy enough title. It's called This'll Make You Whistle.
To carry a tune, this'll make you whistle, bound to make you whistle, start you off on Monday and right through to Sunday, it's bound to make you whistle all the time. Thank you.
not sing. Here's the next best thing. When things are going wrong, if you can't sing a song, just whistle, whistle. If you are feeling blue, I'll tell you what to do. Just whistle, whistle. If you feel you want to rejoice, you don't need a wonderful voice. Be like the thinky birds, they never sing the words. Just whistle, whistle.
You gotta love a tune that's built around that musical motif known among musicians as, can I say this? And the horse's ass. That's Jack Hilton and his orchestra. If You Can't Sing, Whistle, recorded in Small Queen's Hall in London, January 14th, 1931. Leslie Cerrone singing it. Before that, Jack Cooper singing with Ambrose and his orchestra, recorded in London in March of 1936. This'll Make You Whistle. And I promise today's program won't be packed with whistling, but it will be packed with British dance bands of the late 1920s and early 1930s. And up next, one of my personal favorites, Brian Lawrence and his Hot Five. Brian Lawrence is the vocalist here. For many years, he led an ensemble at the Lansdowne Restaurant in Berkeley Square. He recorded fairly prolifically and even appeared in a couple of musical films, but his career doesn't seem to have survived the Second World War. He kind of faded into obscurity after that. We'll hear him revive an old tune by Ford Dabney, Cecil Mack, and Lou Brown. It's Shine. And curiously, this was issued in the United States on the Decca label as part of their Country and Hillbilly series, even though it's quite obviously a jazz record. This was recorded in London, February 1st, 1935. After that, we'll hear an American who made a big name for himself over in England in the early 30s, Eddie Grossbart and his Café de Paris band, an Edison Bell Winner 78, record number 5417, recorded in London in November of 1931, pop tune of the day called Sweet and Lovely. But first up, here's Brian Lawrence and his Hot Five.
Bluesies, shine, start with your shoesies, shine each place up, make it look like new, shine your face up, wear a smile or two, shine your these and thoseies, you'll find that everything will turn out fine. Folks will shine up to you, everyone will how do you do you, you'll make the whole world shine. Thank you. curly, and my teeth are pearly, just because I always wear a smile, and you can see that I like to dress up in the very latest style, 'cause I'm glad I'm living. Take life smiling and never frown, 'cause my color's shady and I'm slightly different maybe. That's why they call me Shine.
In my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is haunting me, melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May, and she loves me. There is nothing more I can say.
And there you have one of several dozen recordings that drummer and vocalist Eddie Grossbart made for the Edison Bell Winter label between 1930 and 1932. That particular record, Sweet and Lovely, dates from November of 1931. Before that, Brian Lawrence and his Hot Five, a recording made in London in 1935. Brian Lawrence was singing it, Shine. Well, before starting that set, I noted that Eddie Grossbart originally came from the United States. So did our next band leader, Charlie Coons, who was born in Allentown, Pennsylvania in 1896. Incidentally, if you aren't familiar with him, his last name is spelled K-U-N-Z. He started a dance band during the World War I years, and eventually made his way to England in 1922 as a pianist as part of a band. When the rest of the band decided to head back to the States, Charlie Kunz decided to stay in England, and he would remain there until his death in 1958. In the 1930s, he was leader of the popular Kasani Club Orchestra, which is what we'll hear now, a Rex 78, number 8640. George Barclay is the vocalist on this. From November of 1935, a beautiful Gordon and Revel song called Without a Word of Warning. After that, we'll hear Fred Spinelli's Lido Venice Band, an Edison Bell record, number 0231, from April 10th, 1928. John Thorne, ubiquitous vocalist, will sing A Room with a View. But first, here's Charlie Kunz, the Kasani Club Orchestra, and Without a Word of Warning.
Thank you. one to worry us, no one to hurry us through this dream we've found. We'll gaze at the sky and try to guess what it's all about. Then we will figure out why the world is round. We'll be as happy and contented as birds upon a tree, high above the mountains and sea. We'll bill and we'll coo, and sorrow will never come, oh, will it ever come true, our room with a view.
There you have Fred Spinelli's Lido Venice Band, a nice record, not especially hot, but nice, made for the Edison Bell label in London in April of 1928. John Thorne was the uncredited vocalist, singing the Noel Coward song, A Room with a View. I don't know too much about Fred Spinelli, other than he recorded about 24 selections over the course of his career, and seems to have played for a time in Italy. Before that, pianist Charlie Kunz directing the Cassani Club Orchestra, a Rex 78 from November of 1935. George Barclay was the vocalist on Without a Word of Warning. My name is Brian Wright, and you're listening to the Shellac Stack, where today we're listening to an assortment of British dance bands from the 1920s and 1930s. I say British dance bands, although a number of these leaders, as it turns out, were American-born. We've already heard Eddie Grosbart and Charlie Kunz, and the leader of this next orchestra also came from the States, arrived in London with the Art Hickman Orchestra in the early 1920s and decided to stick around. This is George Fisher, the pianist, and his Kit Kat Band on a Metropole 78, and this one is pretty hot. Recorded in London March 27th, 1928, the vocal group is called the Three New Yorkers, and the tune, big hit of the day, called Blue Baby.
Thank you. thoughts are drifting on, the old steps catch a wand, you and I are dreaming by the shore. The stars are dancing on, the old steps catch a wand, as we sing our song of spring once more. How I miss the stolen kiss and tender caress, in the land where hand in hand we found happiness. These memories thrill me so, I want the world to know, my heart's in Saskatchewan.
On this program, ostensibly dedicated to British dance bands of the 1920s and 30s, there's yet another, led by an American, who probably relished the opportunity to record a song called Saskatchewan back in October of 1928, because I'm sure it fit very well with the persona he created for himself as someone born in Livingston, Montana, who grew up on a cattle ranch and lost his fingers to frostbite. None of that was true. Jay Whitten, the vocalist and leader of the orchestra there, was actually born in Brooklyn, New York, and grew up there and apparently lost his fingers in a dock accident. Nevertheless, Jay Whitten, quite an interesting character, who first went to England in the 19-teens with his vaudeville partner Con Conrad, the famous songwriter of such things as The Continental and Moonlight and many others. They performed in England, and Jay Whitten decided to stay there and continue leading a band. From time to time, he would take off and go to Australia or go back to the United States. He made most of his recordings in England in the 1920s and 30s, though he also made a few recordings with bands in the United States. Jay Whitten died in 1968. Before that, George Fisher and his Kit Kat band, Blue Baby, recorded on the Metropole label in March of 1928. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack. We'll continue now with Joe Loss and his band. Harry Case is the vocalist on this recording made in Chelsea, London, February 7th, 1935. It's a tune by Mort Dixon and Ali Rubel called Pop Goes Your Heart.
Thank you.
lovely face you see, and suddenly pop goes your heart. Without a warning word, a charming voice is heard, and suddenly pop goes your heart. When life is just a bowl of withered fruit, so sour and dry, you just want to cry. Then presto changer, you're in love, and life is a cherry pie. You don't amount to much, then someone's hand you touch, and suddenly pop goes your heart. The clouds of gray roll away on the day your love dreams get the start. What if you chance to quarrel? You'll say goodbye and then, quite unexpectedly, that lovely face you see, and suddenly pop goes your heart again.
Well, so much for our streak of playing British-born British band leaders. We started with Joe Loss and his band. A recording made in Chelsea, London, February 7th, 1935, Harry Kay singing Pop Goes Your Heart, a song from the 1934 film Happiness Ahead, which starred Dick Powell and Josephine Hutchinson. After that, we heard Colorado-born Roy Fox and his band, recorded in London, December 31st, 1935, Sid Buckman singing what I think is one of the better novelty songs of the mid-30s, The Broken Record. That was issued on Decca F5843. Let's continue now with a fellow who is perhaps one of the most famous of all the British band leaders, Ray Noble, who went the other direction, eventually coming over to the United States and leading a band here, and then appearing for many, many years on the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy program as the resident conductor. We'll hear him here before the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra. Al Boley's going to sing it. This is a really terrific record, recorded in London, November 14th, 1931. Great song, Guilty. After that, we'll hear Jay Wilbur and his band on an Imperial 78, number 2772. The Carlisle Cousins will sing Please Don't Mention It, recorded in London, September 24th, 1932. But first up, make way for Al Boley with the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra, Ray Noble conducting.
A crime loving you dear like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming the lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say? After I've taken the blame, you say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you dear like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of loving you.
love is real. How can I help it, dear? It's just how I feel. Please don't mention it, and I won't mention it. It's been no trouble at all. I made a vow, if you resisted, that I would find a way. I always knew, if I persisted, I'd make you care someday. Thank you for missing me when I'm missing you. Thank you for thanking me when I'm kissing you. Please don't mention it, and I won't mention it. It's been no trouble at all.
I just think that's such a delightful song. It's called Please Don't Mention It, and several British bands recorded that in 1932. I think I also have it by Ray Noble. That version was by Jay Wilbur and his band. The song does not seem to have crossed the pond. I can't find any American recordings of it, though I did find reference to a 1927 Grey Gull record by Andy Sinella called Please Don't Mention It. But I can't imagine that that's the same song. Before that, we heard the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra with Ray Noble directing, an HMV record, B6097, from November of 1931, Al Boley singing Guilty, one of the all-time classics as far as I'm concerned. I'm Brian Wright, and this is the Shellac Stack. If you'd like to reach out to me and say hello, my email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. If you want to just say hello, or if you want to send along any comments, questions, suggestions, or requests, that's the best way to reach me. Well, we have time for just a couple more, so let's continue with an old ragtime tune given new life by Harry Roy and his orchestra. Temptation Rag was originally written by Henry Lodge back in the early 19-teens. Harry Roy made a real showpiece of it in this recording made in London on January 4th, 1935, issued over here in the U.S. on Decca Record number 1151. And we'll wrap things up after that with Carol Gibbons and his boyfriends. Yes, one more American-born band leader who made it big in England. We'll hear Smoke Gets in Your Eyes that he recorded for British Columbia Records in November of 1934. Two more. First up, here's Harry Roy. Thank you. What a lovely instrumental rendition of Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, great Jerome Kern song. Carol Gibbons and his boyfriends, Columbia record DB1478, recorded in London in about November of 1934. Before that, Harry Roy and his orchestra, recorded in London January 4th, 1935, the Henry Lodge rag, Temptation Rag. And once again, that's about all there is for this edition of the Shellac Stack. I want to thank you, as always, for taking the time to tune in and listen with me to these 78 RPM records. I'm grateful always for your company. It makes it a lot more fun for me. If you enjoyed the program, I hope you might consider telling a friend. Maybe they'd enjoy it as well. I'll be back next time with more 78s on the Shellac Stack. But until then, best wishes to you. Take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.